I'm going to ask first. We just finished, actually a couple of weeks ago, our first Operation Solid Lives Level 1 class. It's an awesome discipleship program. And so I'm going to ask those that graduated from that to come up, and I'm asked all of them to share a bit of a testimony. For the rest of you, I want you to be thinking, if something's stirring in your heart that you want to share, that God's been doing, if he's been saying something to you, maybe just even during this time of fasting, he's really showed you some things, maybe for your personal life, or maybe in the life of the church. Maybe you've seen something as a breakthrough take place. Whatever, you know, that God would put on your heart. So first, I'm going to ask all you OSL grads to come up here. I'm going to have you all come up here. First, they're our first graduating class of level one, so we're excited for that. You can give them all a hand. And if you wanted, we actually had 7 graduates. One is not here today, but if one, is there somebody else? 2.
What's that?
Oh, 2 of them are not here. Okay, well. Well, you're going to hear from 5 of them. But we have our next, we're doing another level 1 before we do level 2 in April. So it's going to be the 5 Tuesdays in April. You're going to hear just some of the things that God did in lives through it. And you can sign up. There's a sign-up sheet over on the other paper there, or on the table. It's $25. It's just for the materials. It will be, it'll change your life. Okay, so who's first? Nick?
You're standing up front. Okay. Let's let the shy guy go first, you know. So, yeah, it was an awesome course, 5 weeks. At first, I was kind of, this is why I took it, okay? So I was sitting at home, and I got the email that says, we're doing this 5-week course, or I have to give up a lot of stuff. At the time, I had like a lot of other commitments going on with work and everything, and I was just kind of feeling like I was a little bit kind of pressured and bogged down a little bit, so I was like, you know, my first gut reaction was like, I'm not going to take the course. It's just, I don't want to commit to anything right now. No more promises for a little bit. But then I got to thinking over the next day or two that if I'm feeling that way and thinking that way, maybe I should take the course. Maybe that's the reason why I need to take the course. So then I did a 180 and decided, hey, you know what? I'm just going to go and I'm going to take the course and go through it. So to make a long story short, where do I even start? I mean, for me, personally, speaking from my personal experience, like learning just how much God loves us is a huge part of the course. You know, we read it in the Bible and we hear it, you know, God loves you, he died for you. But it really came to light more so in a real aspect when I took the course and really got into the Word and had the sermons to go along with it. So realizing the great love God has for me was number one. I think number two, how God saw me and how God sees me when I think I have it all figured out, and also when I'm stumbled in sin. Like you learn to see how God sees you in all aspects of your life, whether you've stumbled, whether you're walking tall. So learning how he sees me was a huge other part of it. And I guess with those two things happening, it's like I really came to an understanding of my position in Christ and how important it is to have that relationship with him, and you know, just how life-changing it is. And just a reminder, like, God is eternity, and we're poised for eternity, not poised for our little bit of life that we have on this earth. I mean, if you have a number line for the mathematicians out there, if you have a number line that ends in eternity and begins with eternity, and you put a line on there for 100 years, I mean, how big is that on like a number line? It's just like microscopic. So it's not about the time that we have on this earth. I mean, we do have to, you know, preach the gospel and take it to people, but our focus should be on eternity. And it was just a huge reminder about that as well. So great course, and I really recommend it. So, yeah.
So I had a similar inhibitions about doing this as Nick did. I saw it and I was like, oh, this is probably something that I should really do, but I really don't want to do it. And PC actually emailed me and was like, hey, John, you're doing this, right? Like, you're going to do this program? And I'm always kind of wary of programs like this, especially in churches, because I feel like sometimes it's almost like the program is claiming to do something that God can't. As in, you can't be a Christian without going through this course, without doing what this course calls you to do. And so I voiced these concerns to PC, and he was like, no, this course is really just about getting in the gospel. And it was, I took it, and that was entirely true. You know, this course will not change your life, but what this course will allow God to do in you will change your life. It was really great to have, I have a problem with watching TV. I spend a lot of time on the internet watching TV shows. And so cutting that out of my life, suddenly I had all this time, and filling that time with prayer and with reading my Bible made such a difference. And I feel like one of the key parts of this program is self-discipline, which is something that I don't really have. You would think, being a musician, that I would, but I don't. And so this program that makes you, you know, you have to pray every day. You have to read your Bible every morning. You have to listen to so many sermons every week. You have this course that you go to every week where you're accountable to other people for all those things. And having that day by day, week by week discipline of getting in the gospel and getting into the Spirit of God just really makes a huge difference in your life. And looking back, I still have problems with all the stuff I had problems with before, but I feel like through this course, God was able to give me the power to keep myself from those things, to discipline myself in those ways. Whether I choose to do it or not is a different story, but I feel like I have that ability, and I did not have it before. And so, yeah, I would really encourage you guys, if you haven't taken this class, to take this class. Again, this class will not change your life in and of itself, but God can use this class in incredible ways to do that.
So I was really glad that I took this class. Just a little background. I grew up in a Christian household, and I was pretty hurt by my dad growing up, and he had a claim to be a Christian, but I was a good girl and walked kind of the Christian way for most of my life until 4 years ago when I came to Boston. I was still coming to church, but I kind of said, you know, maybe this thing really doesn't work. I'm going to do things my own way. And especially in the area of dating, I just could not give that up to God and did it my own way and got hurt a lot of times because of that. And so at the time of this class, I was in this place where I'm a really happy person in general, but I would wake up every morning really heavy in my chest, and I was anxious and kind of down, and it was just really not me. And so the thing is, I'm in medicine and I've tried a lot of things, and the testimony to that is because I've sought a lot of other methods, but when I went to God, I kind of thought, well, God's the, let me just try this, it's the last straw. And I signed up for the class, and I was kind of back and forth. So the first class, I was thinking, you know, I don't really want to do this. I said to Pastor Ishtar, and I was thinking, I don't think it's fun, you know. It's just all these restrictions. But the beauty was that the first class we talked about Genesis 1, and God created everything, and then he said, and it was good. And that just really sank in. The message was about God wanting to create things for us to enjoy, but in his way and in his will. And so starting with that, it's just been so transformative. I've been so healed so fast in the 5 weeks. It's unbelievable. I just feel like a new person, and God is more powerful than other things. So I'm really happy. And the other thing is, I used to kind of just pray about stuff and then fall asleep. But in OSL, there's a prayer log that says, what are you actually praying about the date? And then there's a space for when it's answered. And I'm amazed because a lot of stuff has been answered within the 5 weeks, or sometimes like 1 or 2 weeks. And I never was that clear. I never heard things as clear from God. So part of the disciplines, you know, really helped in just writing things down and seeing the goodness of God. So I'm just really grateful for God's power, and he really is alive.
Yeah. Yeah, so I went into this course without knowing what it was. And on the first day of it, when Pastor Chris and Pastor Ishtar were telling us about, like, giving us an orientation, like what we need to do as part of the course, I was overwhelmed. I don't think I could do it. You need to read your Bible every day. You need to do journaling. You need to pray aloud. You need to invite a friend to church every week. That freaked me out. And you need to listen to three sermons a week, which is like 3 hours additional in a week. So I was scared. But that night, surprisingly, I was also very excited. It feels like God saying that, see, why don't you just go through it and see what I want to do in your life? And so the first week started, so I started doing all the stuff that I was supposed to do. And God was just amazing. Like through his word in the chapter of Luke, it was the chapter that we were reading that first week, he just showed me that I could do all these in his strength. I do not have to be self-sufficient to be his disciple, but he will provide for me to be his disciple. I'll give an example. So we should also be accountable to our coach. So my coach was Pastor Ishtar. And that week was, so the first day was Tuesday, and on Wednesday she started calling me. I was a bit like taken aback. I was like, okay, I need to be transparent in this course. And I was afraid. But that very same day, the passage I read was the disciples reported back to Jesus what they did. And I was like, okay, God says, submit to your leaders, do this. It was as if he knew exactly where I was and what I needed to hear at any point in time. So that first Sunday, I was thinking, okay, who should I invite to church? I was scared in asking. So I met a friend for lunch. And I thought, like, okay, I'll pray about this, pray for this friend, and see whether that friend will come with me to church. So we sat down for lunch. He went to get stuff. And I was thinking of how I should start this topic. How should I bring this up? Before he sat down, he was like, so do you go to church? I was like, God knew I was scared. And he was like, see, it's not that hard. It's not that scary. So, like, throughout this thing, I just felt like God has so much provision for us in every way, even to be his disciple. There is nothing in us that he requires of us that he will not provide. And in this is, like, so much freedom in coming to know him, to worship him, because I no longer felt like I am falling short in some ways. I don't have to mull over things, be like, start making plans, strategies, or what I should do. Of course, I should do things for the Lord, but I know I want to do things in his will that is pleasing to him. And I know he will provide. I just need to obey. Yeah.
Yeah. Was it Paula? You feel like
Tony is going to translate for Raquel from Portuguese.
I'm here translating for Raquel and from Portuguese to English because she says her English is not that good yet. About the course, I went into it just knowing that everything was in English, that everything would be hard for me, because most of the time I wouldn't understand.
Teria que fazer a tradução para o português ou ficar lendo a minha Bíblia em português e ver as coisas em inglês.
So I'd have to translate to Portuguese and read my Bible in Portuguese and do the homework in English.
O primeiro dia eu fiquei um pouco assustada, não pelo fato de não poder ver coisas em mídia, essas coisas, mas por ter que gravar coisas em inglês e depois repetir. E algumas vezes realmente eu não consegui.
And the first time, when I first saw it, I was a bit scared because I saw that I would have to forego media and
gravar versículos,
record verses in English.
Mas eu fui encorajada pelos pastores e principalmente pastora Ishtar.
But I was encouraged by the pastors.
Que estava sempre ali.
Ishtar was always there.
Cuidando das mulheres.
Taking care of the women.
E, então eu prossegui.
So I went ahead.
e percebi várias coisas. Eu retirei das minhas costas algumas coisas que realmente hoje eu me sinto livre.
So I got rid of things that were on my shoulders that I feel today that I'm free from.
Então eu antes me sentia culpada por várias coisas na minha vida.
I felt before very guilty about things in my life.
Eu pude me prostrar diante de Deus.
And I could kneel before God.
E pedir perdão por alguns pecados que até mesmo eu nem sabia que era pecado.
And ask forgiveness for some sins that I didn't even know were sins.
Então, eu me sinto hoje uma pessoa livre para por todas as coisas.
And today I feel a free person from all things.
Meus relacionamentos com as pessoas ou com o meu marido e com todos que estão à minha volta melhorou muito.
Her relationship with people and her husband and people around her have gotten so much better.
Pois hoje eu me sinto livre.
And she, today she says, I feel free.
Então eu penso que as pessoas que ainda não se inscreveram para o curso, o
próximo. So I think people who haven't signed up for this course, the next course.
Eu acredito que devam se inscrever porque é surpreendente e Deus pode realmente mudar a vida de vocês.
I encourage you to do it because it's really God can change your life. And that's it.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you all. And, you know, if you want to hear more of their stories, because that was really obviously just a small snapshot, even some of the things they shared during our time was just amazing. And the same for Pastor Ishtar and myself. It really changed us. It changed our home. And it's just amazing what happens when we allow the Word of God to have place and the Spirit of God to have time, what will happen. Because we all know that, but oftentimes we still don't really make time for that to be true. So you guys can go ahead and sit down. Thank you. And we got a few more minutes before the worship team's going to come back up, and we're going to have just a little time of ministry too. But is there anyone else, a few people that God's been doing something in your life you'd like to share a short testimony? Come up here if so. Alaria is ready. Anybody? Don't be embarrassed. If your heart's racing right now, that's probably God saying, yes, you. Okay. All right. Well, what's that?
And even though you may feel that what you have to share may not be significant, but it may just be the breakthrough that someone sitting next to you needs to hear. So if you have something that you would like to share, no matter if you believe it's small or great, please share it.
Okay. Anybody? Before we move on. All right, Michael. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Jeff. Okay, great. Well, I gave a little bit of a testimony a few weeks ago, but I just wanted to say again that God's been changing my life so much in this past year, ever since I decided to just make a time every day to study the Bible and pray, and it's been completely life-changing. And just some new things over the past few weeks is that last week I was convicted that while Jesus had given everything for me, had given his life and his love for me, I realized I was not yet willing to give everything for him. And so I've just been praying this week that God would change my heart in that way. And some really cool things he's been doing is he's given me the opportunity to start sharing my testimony. I did it at one of the Harvard College Faith in Action large group on Friday, and I'm going to meet with some friends this week, non-Christian friends, like share my testimony. I'm slightly scared, but I know God is with me, and yeah, praise him.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I felt like for a really long time I had kept Jesus in a box, and I heard him say to me, you need to step out of your comfort zone and onto the crashing waves, and I feel like I'm starting to obey and just feeling the timidity go away and the fear, and just I'm really excited.
Amen. 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 Okay, awesome.
So I'm Antonio, a friend of Nick's, and Nick and I go to lunch and coffee every Friday that we can, and we were high school buddies, and we touch base all the time. And I didn't know Nick was taking this course, and we got in touch on at one point, and before he said anything, I said, "Hey, what are you doing on Sundays?" I knew he came here, and I said, "Well, why don't I come to visit your church at some point?" And he proceeded to share with me that he was taking this course, and that was something that was shared, you know, that for him was very powerful. And I just today learned from one of the people here when she was talking that you were to invite a person to church every week, and I just showed up and invited myself.
Amen. Amen. We're so glad that you did. Well, good. Amen. You know, I love too. And just to, I want to piggyback real quickly on both Mei Xing and Jessica, because both of them, I think their natural personality is pretty quiet and pretty timid. And I'll tell you that this week, both of them were here every morning at 7 a.m. They showed up here today and walked around 7 days. And it's not that they were just here, but one of the things I'll tell you and how you know God has been transforming them is both of them prayed, and they prayed out loud with power. And let me tell you that as a pastor, when you see that shift in somebody, you know that their natural tendency. I mean, if somebody's kind of loud like me, it's kind of like whatever. But you know, when somebody that's not, you know that it's okay, thank you. It's the power of God. And for both of you even to just share, I wanted to just encourage you in that God is moving. Well, anybody else real quick? Why don't the worship team come back up here as they're coming? Anybody? Dan. We're glad to have Dan in town for a week, our traveling YWAMer.
Hi, so my name's Dan, and I came here for several years, and then I've been involved with YWAM, Youth with a Mission, in Pennsylvania, so I haven't been around too much. But so a year ago, you prayed for me to go back down there, and I'd made somewhat of a long-term commitment, just a year and a half. But I was fairly up and down about it going down, and that continued to be the case for over the months. Like, it's just really the right thing. But I just want to really share that in December and January, I was in our mission trip, and I felt like God really stirred something up in me in terms of desiring to see the gospel go out. And even though I'm involved in missions, like sometimes my heart is sometimes up and down, but I really felt like my heart was stirred. And also I had the experience of connecting with a good friend, and we were able to be partners together. And that was such a joy to be relating to this guy as a good friend, but we also were like-minded. And that gave us both so much strength. So I don't know. I'm grateful to God for that experience. And if you don't have someone like that, then I encourage you to find someone who's a good friend of yours that you can be partners together in the gospel, because it's so freeing and exciting and fun. Because you care about each other, and you're like, let's do this. All right, so, amen. All right, God bless you guys.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I want us to stand up, and this is a song we're going to sing, and I really believe that this is powerful in something that God wants to do in our midst tonight, in some of your lives. The song is simple. If you've never heard it, it just said, the chorus says, there's power in the name of Jesus. And then it says, to break every chain. And, you know, one of the things is this song, we were singing it Tuesday night in prayer, and all week long, man, it has just been resonating in my mind, my heart, and in my spirit. And I am convinced that there are some of us tonight that God wants us to walk out of here free. There are things that are bondages in your life. It may be how you see yourself. For years, I had a wrong perspective of myself. I didn't like myself. But then when I began to understand how Jesus saw me, how he loved me, that began to change. Some of you have been hurt, betrayed. You have bitterness and unforgiveness that is deep in your heart. God wants to set you free. I don't care what it is. I believe that when we sing this, it's true. That the power in the name of Jesus can break every chain. Anything, any fear in your life, anything that's been hanging over your life, it can be gone tonight in Jesus' name. We do not need to hold on to things that are not of God. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it has been that has happened to you. However ugly, however hurtful, there's healing and wholeness in the name of Jesus. And I believe that this is more than singing a song. I believe it's prophetic. And that if we can believe it as we sing it, and I want to encourage you, God may say, you know what, you need to get out of your seat and you need to come up here. There's nothing magical about the wood up here except that it's considered the altar because it's the front of where we're worshiping. Maybe you need to come and bow right here. Maybe you need to come up here and jump up and down because you've never jumped up and down in public ever. And you're so afraid of what people think that you can't let yourself go. And God says there's freedom, but you got to be willing to look foolish. Do you remember David? After they got the ark that had been gone from Israel for a long time, they brought it back into Jerusalem, and it says that he stripped down to basically his underwear, and he was dancing in the street to worship God. And his wife said, "You're a fool." And he says, "I will be a fool for God." Some of you, if you want to be free, how bad do you want to be free? How bad do you want to be free? Are you willing to worship God to be foolish in the eyes of people, but to give glory to God? I don't know what it means, but I believe that no one needs to leave here with any bondage in your life that you walked in with. Because there is power in the name of Jesus. Let's sing it and let's believe it. Let's live it. Let's walk it. Let's let him do what only he can do. In Jesus' name.
His power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. Thank you.
time. Now is the time. Now is the time. Will you let him do it? Will you let him break it? Will you be willing to be humbled in man's eyes, to be exalted in his? May you come, even as we sing this chorus again. Don't let anything, don't let pride, don't let fear, don't let anything else keep you from the freedom that God has for you tonight. His word says, in the presence of the Lord is freedom, freedom, freedom. May it be true tonight in your life to walk in the freedom that Christ has for you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
His power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power.
Lord Jesus, we thank you that in you there is freedom. You said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to set the captive free, to bring sight to those that are blind, to free the oppressed. Lord, to set the captive free. Lord, this is the revolution we're talking about. That it starts from the inside out. It transforms us. It wakens up our spirit. It denies our flesh. It counts the cost to follow you. It puts the hand to the plow and does not look back. It gives everything for you, that people may know you, that we would live lives poured out as a sacrifice. And it would be for joy. Says that for the joy set before you, you headed to Jerusalem knowing a cross was waiting for you. Lord, for the joy set before us, whatever it brings, God, may we be resolute in our heart, in our mind, and in our spirit that we will follow you with everything, everything that we have. In your name, Jesus. Amen. 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 Well, as happens so often, take a quick seat. We're going to have the offering here quickly, and we're going to have to help these guys get everything tore down fast because we have to be out here at 6. But can we pray real quickly over the offering? If you're our guest here, we're so glad you're here. We'd love you to fill out a connection card. Let us know you how, and tell you how much we appreciate you being with us. But Lord God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that we have done a victory celebration in your name because the battle belongs to you. And in you, it's yes and amen. It's a done deal. Satan has been made a public spectacle. He no longer has any power as we walk in the power of your Spirit. So, Lord, we thank you that everything we have is yours. God, may we give freely back to you, honoring you with everything that we have. Our talents, our treasures, and everything that we are, our time. In Jesus' name, Amen. Well, as they pass those around quickly, I want to mention a few things. If you got a I Am a Revolutionary t-shirt, which you can see Nick and Haquel wearing, my wife wearing, you can pick them up over there. Meixing will be over there. And if you didn't, but you'd like one, we've got, I think, a few still for sale. They're $10. You can grab one over there. Tomorrow morning, we're not praying every day this week at 7 a.m., but we do meet every Monday morning at the Johnson Gate at 7 a.m. and pray. So come and join us. This Tuesday night, we are going to have prayer again this Tuesday night. It'll be the last one for a while, but 7 p.m., church offices. We had an amazing time last week. Come be a part of that. I mentioned OSL, Operation Solid Lives. You can sign up over there if you're interested. We got a few more of the Revolution soundtrack CDs that my wife put together, just some worship music that, I mean, it's been speaking to me. I know some people have been saying they've been listening to it, and it's been stirring them. So go. And yeah, it's like a mixed, it's a mixed CD in worship. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to say we're going to have to call it on the song, because I'd love to do it. But what I am going to have is John pull out the shofar one more time, stand on your feet, and we're going to make some noise on the way out, because it's not done. This is not the end. It may be the end of the fast. It may be the end of the Revolution prayer march. It is not the end. It is the beginning. So let's make some noise. Take it away. Go and be Jesus out there in the world. Love people in Jesus' name.